resignation. Last night, the president on Twitter announcing that he will be naming a new national security advisor next week.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. Apple unveiling the next generation of iPhones.
The 11 Pro and 11 Pro Max come with a new triple camera system. They also introduced the new A13 Bionic chip, which they claim is the fastest CPU ever in a smartphone.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. America is listening to Fox News.
And now, what the person in the car next to you is thinking.
All I want is a simple life. I want to wake up late, sip on coffee, and read old books. I also want a spaceship and a pet dragon. Hey, use your blinker, dorkwad.
That was what the person in the car next to you was thinking.
It is a couple of minutes after 5 o'clock. We've been playing Tom May prank calls for... Maybe we'll play one this afternoon, but we got a guy who Tom, I think, would be very proud of. He got a call from a telemarketer and started impersonating Donald Duck.
Hello? Hello? Are you there?
Is it the real Donald?
Yes, I'm Donald. This is Donald Sizemore. Who are you?
This is Laura from the Vegan Pharmacy. I'm calling with regards to your medication.
Oh, no. Am I in trouble? Hello? Are you here? I can't hear you. Hello? I don't talk to anybody, can I? Hello?
And that call is evidence they're still doing that. You could be in serious trouble. You should hire an attorney or call us back. Some kind of an IRS scam.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time I heard that message, they left a voicemail.
Oh, yeah, and with your history and all that. Yeah.
No, look, once you've dealt with them, you're an IRS-aphobe for the rest of your life.
I already am. No, I hear all these plans to help save the lower income, the working class of this country. You know how you could help me? Because I'm in that category? Stop taking my money! Yeah. I'd have a nice savings account.
The my worst... Worst tax year was the year out of the last 40 that I made the least amount of money. This is during the glorious Clinton years, which everybody remembers as economic prosperity, the phony dot-com market and all that crap. That's the year I spent part of it in Indiana. Wasn't making a lot of money because I was really focused on trying to save my own life at that point. I think I made $18,000 that year. Horrible. I ended up owing the federal government money, which I did not have.
Right.
So once again, they don't care. They are not interested. They are not interested in helping you. That's why I've always been a believer that nobody up to a certain income level, at least whatever the medium minimum is, not minimum wage, just pick a number that you come to, that the average family...
Well, Ted Cruz and Rand Paul had tax plans that essentially were like flat taxes across the board. But the first $50,000 of a family of four, you paid zero.
Yeah.
And that's it. I mean, and that's a great, clear deduction. It helps people get started. There's not a huge punishment, because I think the rate was something like 14%.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a huge punishment if you make over 50 grand. So it just makes too much sense.
Well, when you're only making that amount of money, you can't buy a house, so you have no interest deduction and all the rest of the stuff that you might normally take. And there aren't too many tax deductions when you're waiting tables at the Fountain Diner.
No.
5:05, Brant will be joining us in just a moment. Let's get down and check traffic.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic rolling into the 5 o'clock rush hour, and we have a big slowdown on I-85 southbound. It starts around the Ann Street area and goes all the way to the interchange, so be prepared for that. I-65 doesn't have any delays. Everything looks great going north and southbound. The boulevard's real packed with traffic. Be careful around the Troy Highway. Basically, between the Troy Highway and the Atlanta Highway is pretty crowded, so watch it through there. Be careful, and let's get home safely this afternoon. Don't miss Monday Night Football at the Shack, featuring 50 Cent Wings. 200 pounds of them until they're gone. Monday Night Football, every Monday at the Shack on the Atlanta Highway. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by
their
lawyers.
We know them. They call this show, and I visit their businesses. Montgomery, full of driven people and the passions that fuel them. And passions include food, family, education, Southern traditions, football, and more. For Montgomery Eye, it's eyesight, and it's been their passion for almost three quarters of a century. Think of it. That's amazing. This practice has been around since 1945, and over the last number of years, they've done over 10,000 LASIK surgeries. And they can help impassioned people see life clearly so they can achieve their goals. It costs nothing to find out if LASIK is an option for you. Just dial 271-3804, 271-3804. Make an appointment, no charge, to see the refractive surgery counselor. You can also check things out and learn more about LASIK at onlinemep.com. That's the word onlinemep.com to schedule your appointment. Find your drive, see your vision at Montgomery Eye, right across from Chappie's on Vaughan Road. Local news, the forecast from Rich, who is back with us in the morning, and then Brad McDonald.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. The Autauga County Sheriff's Office needs your help finding a stolen fire truck. They say a man went into the Pentecost Volunteer Fire Department and stole a red 2004 Dodge Ram 2500 pickup truck Monday afternoon. That truck was last seen on Highway 145 in the gap of the mountain area. And Tallahassee City leaders trying to address vacant and abandoned buildings. The city recently applied for a grant to secure funding for its efforts to fight against blight. Officials say it costs $7,000 to demolish each house. The Alabama Department of Public Health is investigating five reports of potentially severe lung disease associated with electronic cigarettes or vaping. It's evaluating the reports and will release information as it becomes available. It says most cases are among young adults and adolescents. The CDC says there are more than 450 possible cases of lung illness associated with the use of vaping in over 33 states. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Everybody wants to know, when is this heat going to let up? And the answer is not anytime soon. There's still a risk of an isolated shower or storm, but they will be few and far between. And they'll fade out tonight, low 73. Tomorrow and Thursday, still hot with a high in the mid to upper 90s, but the rain chances generally under 20% both days. And not much change in this very hot pattern on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On your smartphone and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is only a test. If it had been a real emergency, right now, you'd be toast.
Like we were saying earlier, everything's a crisis, right? We are going to visit now with the man we call Mr. Right on the Money, Brant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. How are you, my friend?
Hey, buddy. I'm doing well, doing very well. And we're just sitting here watching it, you know, day by day, watching all this stuff unfold. And it's never a dull moment, that's for sure.
No. And they refuse to let it be. I see that today I noticed the Dow was down a little bit early, finished in the green. When is the date that Powell announces the decision on the interest rate?
That's going to be next week. That's a big one. But, you know, here's another one that we're all eyes are focused on. And believe me, it's the European Central Bank. They're about equal in size to the U.S. Federal Reserve. And that's Mario Draghi, and we all know about him. And anyway, they've got a meeting on Thursday. where they're going to announce policy. This is a big deal, a really big deal for them, because there's so many moving parts that are involved that you have to factor into your thinking. It's currencies and obviously interest rates and stimulating the economy, et cetera, et cetera. But the bottom line is about Thursday's meeting with the ECB that precedes our Fed meeting next week is that they've got to make an announcement on two things. One is their interest rate policy. Are they going to cut rates again? I think it's a foregone conclusion. They will also cut a quarter of a point. But more important than that is they've been doing QE, quantitative easing. They've been doing this now for a number of years. And keep in mind, the U.S. Federal Reserve stopped doing that back in 2014, and they've gone the other way. They've started to let their balance sheet unwind. In other words, all the stuff that they bought with the money they created at the Fed, they're starting to let that go back out into the market. Whereas the ECB, European Central Bank, is still doing QE. The problem for them, though, is that they have now hit the limit in terms of how much they're able to buy. So think about it this way. They print all these euros out of thin air, and then they use that money, just like our Fed did years ago. They use that money, and they go out and they buy debt, sovereign debt, of countries that are in the European Union in order to support and stimulate the entire European economy. Problem is, they've hit the limit of 33%. They cannot own more than 33% of any one country's total sovereign debt. So you think about a country like Italy, or Greece, or Spain, or Portugal. Those are the ones we talk about the most when we talk about Europe. They're those southern European countries that have the sort of the worst fiscal policy situation out of most countries in the European Union, and that's a problem. So there's this expectation out there that the ECB is going to change the rules in this policy statement that they're going to make on Thursday to increase that up to 50%, that now they could own up to 50% of total sovereign debt of any one country. That's a big deal because you know, they've been trying to fight deflation, and they've had a real hard time doing this. I mean, it's largely been ineffectual. It has not worked very well. You look at the Japanese, they've been doing the same thing. In fact, some people say these central bankers are pushing on a string. I kind of take the view that, yes, they are, but at the same time, they really have no choice. They really just do not have a choice because these countries that we talked about have such really horrible financial structure and the way that they've managed their economies over decades with all the entitlements and the socialism and on, they're technically all bankrupt, right? So there's only one way out of it. You either rip the Band-Aid off and throw them all into a depression, or you print euros over a period of time, some people think it may be two decades worth, in order to monetize that debt until they get their house in order, until they can transition over into a better, more sort of fiscal austere program, if that makes sense. So that's a big meeting on Thursday. There's also a real interesting piece of news out there that Germany, in fact, we talked about this 2 weeks ago on the show from some of our contacts, that Germany was going to begin to leak into the global financial system news that they were going to come forward with their own fiscal stimulus plan. Mm-hmm. Sure enough, this happened. It happened over the weekend. There was a headline that was printed. They leaked it. This was a really big deal. It's not been confirmed one way or the other that they're going to do it, but certainly the Germans, if they kind of do something on their own as the largest economy in Europe, and they start, issuing more debt, more German bonds, then that's going to be a big shot in the arm there in the European economy. So that's a big deal because it impacts currencies, it impacts the dollar, it impacts trade, it impacts so many things. And I have to believe that the president, has been working with European leaders to try to come up with an agreement in terms of trade in exchange for this is how you're going to do with monetary policy, because this is going to be the outcome in terms of what happens to the value of our dollar. At the same time that he's beating our Fed chairman over the head, telling him to lower interest rates. And so I know I'm getting long-winded on this, but this is the reality of it, and that is that the dollar has rolled over just in the last week and a half. We've seen this. If all of this stuff comes about, the ECB goes to 50% on what they can purchase of sovereigns, if Germany goes forward with a fiscal stimulus plan by offering new debt, and the Federal Reserve strikes a more dovish tone and next week brings down the federal funds rate, you're going to see the dollar have a pretty seismic move in my mind, and that is going to set the tone for markets. So that's a mouthful, but that's kind of where we are, and this is it's go time, as they say.
All right, I want to go back to something we discussed a couple of weeks ago, because this also impacts the financial world. We talked about the idea of the media trying to sell us that we're in a recession. And today an ABC News, Washington Post poll came out showing a dramatic drop in Trump's approval to 38. The leading cause of that dramatic drop, 60% of Americans have bought into the idea that the media has been selling over the last month that a recession was here, that it was happening. Even though in this same poll, 56% said the economy was excellent or good. So this whole idea of selling and repeating that word to get it into people's heads, it seems to be having some impact, if you believe any poll from NBC News and the Washington Post, which I don't.
Right.
But that's because of what you're doing here. Selling that fear. Ultimately, if they succeed, it's going to impact everybody. It's going to hurt people. Why would they want that to happen?
First, if I'm being brutally honest about this, I will say, on the one hand, yes, this is politics 101. You know, I mean, it really is, where you're going to see the Democratic Party really, you create headlines. You manufacture headlines, and you create these scenarios. Even if you have to use the backdrop of the global economic system that is in a recession, that is fighting off, you know, classic deflation around the world, you can pin the tail on the donkey if you're effective and you have a mainstream media outlets that are willing to play ball with you. You can do that. And sure, they've been effective in this, and they probably have been able to move the needle some. So that's the one hand. On the other hand, the president... You know, look, love him, hate him, whatever you want to say, the bottom line is his form of communicating with the American people and some of the things that he does in terms of the antics that he uses can be off-putting. And I'm not making any personal observations about this other than to make a statement of fact that there are moderates in the country, there are people out there who are sort of those swing voters that can sometimes get extremely appalled with the way that he conducts his negotiations right out there in public for all to see, and it can come across as off-putting at times.
Yeah,
and
I think you take
that combined with the tone that is being set on the other side of the aisle, and it can create movement in the polls that you're talking about. But at the end of the day, what I have found in my 30 years of doing this, these things are typically very short-lived. Because once he gets this deal done with China, and I want to say this, the Chinese do want to get a deal done. There is something going on in China. We saw it about a week and a half ago, and really weeks leading up to that, where they were bleeding capital. I mean, the money was pouring out. And when I mentioned to you on the show that the offshore yuan was beginning to disconnect from the onshore yuan, the onshore they can control much easier, that was a red flag. That tells you right there China was beginning to have a real problem controlling the situation. And it doesn't surprise me now they're back to the table. and it appears that they are very serious about this. We'll see if a deal gets done. But if it does get done, then everything we're talking about with polling and headlines and recession and all this stuff is going to quickly evaporate because you're going to see economic activity pick back up very fast, and you're going to see it start to show up in the numbers. And you combine that with this great corporate tax rate we have, which I'm going to keep pounding and pounding every day because this is a really powerful message that we all need to pay attention to. Money is pouring into the United States. We're not in a recession. We're not going into a recession. And I think you're going to see those poll numbers change. But we've got to get this deal done, and we need the Fed to bring the rates down, and I think we're going to be okay.
And on that note, let me encourage those of you who have just heard the wisdom. This is a man who's in front of an incredibly talented group of people at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. They'd like to have a chance to talk to you, to come in, see what your goals in life are and what you might be able to accomplish for yourself in terms of growing a nest egg or planning for retirement or other things that you know are going to be in your future, your kids' education and other matters. Make the appointment at 387-0094, 387-0094. That's McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Brant, we appreciate you as always.
Oh, yeah, man, absolutely. You know, I love coming on and look forward to doing this again tomorrow, and we'll see. And Thursday will be a big day, like I said. It's fun times, that's for sure.
Yes, and election in North Carolina tonight that will probably...
I know.
Well, he packed the House in Fayetteville, and of course the first thing the left tries to do is tell you there are only 8,000 capacity in that building. Well, how many people show up at the rallies for the rest of this clown show that's out there? Not too many. Obama couldn't draw flies after 3 years, so they need to get over themselves. Thanks, Brent.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
I made a big mistake. I wanted to see what the attendance was at the Trump rally. You know what I got? Page after page of Brad Parscale or whoever it is overestimating the size of the crowd, completely missing the fact that from the pictures that were produced, it was loaded. I mean, there wasn't room for anybody else.
Brad Parscale's running Trump's campaign.
Okay, so you can see some partisanship there, but the fact is that place was packed to the rafters.
Yes. They're hanging from the rafters, brother.
Nobody's doing that out of this 21-person car clown show on the other side. There's nobody who's showing up in huge numbers. Maybe Elizabeth Warren, but...
She's had a surge, but nothing like what Trump's
doing. No, and when you're in Washington, you'd expect all those morons to show up. It is a bastion of libertarian. What's this? Republicans blast Dems for refusing to call IG to testify after Comey report. Gee, why wouldn't they want to put Comey on the hot seat? There's Nadler with his mouth open. God, I would love to see him get hit by a comet right in the nutsack. I'm not kidding! He is the most despicable piece of crap that ever walked the face of the earth! Next to a few others I would give the same title to. I need a break.
We're cruising through the 5 o'clock rush hour, and Montgomery Skywatch traffic sees an accident on the Troy Highway. It's right at Virginia Loop Road, so be careful if you're coming off the boulevard there. Traffic on the boulevard is pretty packed up. Be careful around most of the intersections. There's a lot of congestion between Vaughan Road and the Atlanta Highway, so be careful there. The traffic on I-85 is moving pretty well till you get right into the downtown area around the interchange. You're going to see a slowdown there. Once you go north on I-65, there's another little slowdown around the Northern Boulevard. And the traffic on the 31s looks pretty good this afternoon. Let's just be careful as we wrap up another work day. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big button, and unlock your special price. Reinhardt Toyota, I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Theft Crime Tire City, this is Jared. How can I help you?
Jared, is it true?
Is what true?
That Tire City is now selling four tires for the price of three.
Absolutely. Buy three tires, get the fourth free.
You can't do that.
Yes, we can. We got a great deal on a truckload of tires, and we're passing the savings on.
Oh, come on, Jared. You must be losing your shirt on every sale.
Nah. Well, maybe so.
Hey, Jared, what happened to your shirt?
My tires, expert service, Tire City.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
An urgent message to the Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett. How could the state of Alabama use $72 million? Every teacher in Alabama could get a pay raise, funding for children's health care, or how about using that money to repave roads in Alabama instead of a massive gas tax? Over $72 million in state taxes is what Green Track, a casino gaming facility in Greene County, owed the state of Alabama. But in an unprecedented ruling by the Alabama Tax Tribunal Court, Green Track will not pay one penny of the $72 million that it owed to the state of Alabama. Now Green Track and its owner, Nat Wynn, like the Porch Creek Indians, can collect billions of dollars in revenue and pay nothing back to the state of Alabama. And to make matters worse, now Nat Wynn wants to shut down all the other electronic bingo facilities in impoverished Greene County, creating his own personal cash monopoly. The Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett, has 30 days to appeal the tribunal ruling. Call him today at 334-242-1175 or email him and demand that he appeals the tribunal judgment and collects taxes owed to the people of Alabama.
Have you ever been hacked? Tired of being frightened by your credit card getting skimmed? Scott Schober, a nationally recognized cybersecurity expert, is coming to the Kickback Ranch, 20 minutes south of Montgomery on Union Academy Road, just off 331 in Raymer. Schober, covering topics such as fraud threats, safe shopping, safe social media practices, and much more. Get your tickets today for lunch and learn sessions, September the 16th, 11 to 4, and September the 17th, 9 to 3. For more information, go to kickbackranch.net. That's kickbackranch.net.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And why the media let Shorten get away with a stunt. I'm Andrew Bolt, and this is the Bolt Report. Great news this week, although some journalists hit it. The Great Global Warming Scare Campaign has failed. Australians aren't that stupid. They can't be fooled for long. And as of now, most no longer believe the warming scare that Al Gore unleashed with his film, An Inconvenient Truth, in 2006.
The Arctic is experiencing faster melting. If this were to go, sea level worldwide would go up 20 feet. This is what would happen in Florida. Around Shanghai, home to 40 million people. The area around Calcutta, 60 million. Here's Manhattan. The World Trade Center Memorial would be underwater. Think of the impact of a couple hundred thousand refugees, and then imagine 100 million.
The scaremongering that followed was a scandal, pushed by a media that swallowed the most preposterous claims.
Even the rain that falls isn't actually going to fill our dams and our river systems.
If temperatures soar by 6 degrees within less than a century, that we're going to face nothing less than a global wipeout.
But this city itself could be dying from the effects of global warming. Imagine a city that could look like this just one generation from now.
This is what they're selling, and there are still people buying, and it's just mind-boggling. But history, if history began the day you were born, what are you going to do? I was fed all this crap in the 80s. I remember reading the Miami Herald and their dank predictions about how the melting ice caps are going to raise the ocean level to a point where the ocean would reach US-1, which is well inland.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting reading this in a building that's right next to Biscayne Bay. It was supposed to happen, by the way, in the year 2000, about 14, 15 years from when I read the story. And because they were quantifying this coming fiasco using the volume of ice melting, the current level of blah, 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 you know, wow. And I didn't think to challenge that story.
And also, given the state you were sitting in when you're reading that story, and when we think about hurricanes hitting the state of Florida, Florida itself is an engineering marvel. You don't even need, you know, rising sea levels to know there's a water problem in Florida in terms of all sorts of issues. And it has been an amazing feat of human ingenuity that it's inhabitable and it's getting better and less destruction when a hurricane does come through. All these things. So it takes anything. Like, even if we didn't do anything, it takes human ingenuity to make a lot of places we currently live at livable. And it's just something we have to keep in mind.
You know, it always surprised me. The city of Miami did not exist until 1906. Or was it 1895? I forget. One of those two. But much later than most of the major cities. And there's a reason. If you were going to live on the east coast of Florida, you had to be very close to the ocean so the sea breeze would give you some relief.
Yeah.
And I did. And if you live on the ocean, the summers aren't nearly as bad as they are if you live inland, where it's nothing but steam coming up for most of the summer months. But all of these dire predictions haven't happened. They're not going to happen. The ocean is still where it was when I lived there. And you'll never let a crisis go to work. What they did with Dorian, I mean, it gets worse every time there's a storm. Every single time. In fact, mm-hmm. Let me check the weather channel, because I saw something the other day, and my immediate reaction was, uh-oh, it's another storm brewing off the coast.
Yeah, another projection.
And where's it going to go? And, of course, the Cone of Doom had it. How Dorian changed the U.S. coastline. Yeah, there's always some erosion with these things.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see any. Where's an article on what we're following right now? Today is, by the way, September 10th is the peak of hurricane season. And we're up to the G storm, I think, the G string. Waves of storms expected over the next few. Well, you know what that's called? Normal in the tropics. This is their time. If they're going to happen, this is usually when they do. Peak of hurricane season, what to watch. All right, let me click that. I just want to see where all of this stuff stands today. All right, peak of hurricane season, what to watch. All right, they've got this disturbed area of tropical weather. It's not named, it's not even numbered, but it's still passing very close to Florida. It's expected to be in the Gulf. No active named storms in the Atlantic right now on the day that is the peak of the hurricane season. Now, if you're a climate denier, what should I say? If you're a person whose feet are on the ground, that to me says, wow, there's not enough heat for hurricane development right now with these systems that roll off the African coast into the intertropical convergence zone. There's nothing named on the day that's the peak of the hurricane season. Dorian was not a phenomenon. It was not any worse than any number of other storms we've had. Great show on National Geographic called Perfect Storms, I think it is. And they do all different kinds of things, volcanic eruptions, but they did the 1900 Galveston hurricane, which was very much replicated 108 years later by a storm called Ike, hitting that basic area. And the storm of Ike gave Galveston a chance to see how much they'd improved and protected themselves, even with a 17-foot wall. Ike was a very, very damaging storm. and killed a bunch of people and destroyed a whole lot of property. But if you don't put property 3 feet from the ocean, hurricanes can't do much damage. Most of that, if you're an island, you're at the mercy of God, really, like the Bahamians were. And I don't know that they'll ever know how many casualties came out of that area, but that was not, there was nothing about that situation that could be called unexpected or even unusual. It's happened before. Remember those days with Irma a couple of years ago? It was tracking at turtle speed. It was literally like walking across mm-hmm. the southern tip of Florida. And the estimate, and they all they can do is make their best guess, but the estimated path of that storm changed every 3 hours. 1 minute, Janelle's in grave danger. Another minute, not so much. And this went on for 3 days. And by the end of it, I was exhausted as it was. Her area had 3 hours, or 39 hours rather, of continued tropical storm or higher winds, meaning 39 plus to minimal hurricane winds of 74. And they had everything cleaned up within a week. But as the time was going on, they prepared for Dorian, as they were told. It never showed up. So right now, on this September 10th, the statistical peak of the season, no named storms. So to global warming nuts, I think you're full of crap. Red Top.
Hey, guys. In fact, it has been a kind of a subdued hurricane season, you know. Mm-hmm. And you know, the weather's always going to change. But a lot of folks are doing like you said. They're not buying into the climate change anymore, especially in Europe, in Germany. These people are starting to wise up. And actually, the Chinese are starting to feel a whole lot of pressure, the Chinese and the Indians, to clean their act up before the rest of us do anything, because that's where all the pollution and the filth is coming from right now.
We're doing a great job over the last 50 years of addressing our pollution problems and becoming better caretakers. I'm going to post this article, by the way, on the lack of development.
Absolutely. America's the cleanest place on the planet now. Europe was really beautiful in the 90s. I don't know if it's as clean now as it was. England's supposed to be filthy, but the rest of Europe is very clean from what I remember. I don't know how much it's changed, but I think Europe is also going to go back. I think a lot of these immigrants are going to end up getting kicked out of Germany, especially. The Germans are getting real tired of it. So the unfortunate thing about the climate thing is how much they have indoctrinated the young kids. This is from the 8 to 14-year-olds right now. Some of them are scared to death. And that's really kind of evil, you know?
It is. That, you know, my daughter was among many kids who was exposed to the first Al Gore movie because they made it public education mandatory, which was a joke.
Yes, that's a racket.
It's a racket.
The whole damn thing is fixed. Thank you, guys.
It's all about money. It's all about control. And that's that. Is it hot here? Yeah. Surprise, it's still summer. But don't tell that to the people who love and wallow in hysteria. When you're ready for new flooring, Georgia Floors Direct is there, as they have been for half a century now, on the Boulevard, 1965 Eastern Boulevard, next to Ashley Home. Jeff Balanson and his merry band of floriers will help you navigate the... I don't know how many stories tall that warehouse is. At least three, maybe more. And it is filled with first-rate flooring from all over the United States that can meet your needs, not only budget-wise, but provide you with a great installation with the people that Georgia Floors Direct has cultivated over the years. They look for the most talented people they can. In fact, Dave the Rugman, he's the only person in the River Region who has the skill to create a rug. It's one of those rare things, something to be appreciated. Dave made runners for us and an area rug that looks incredible. So they can do that for you too. Tile, hardwood, laminate, you name it, they got it. One room, or you want to redo your whole house, 12 months, good as cash at Georgia Floors Direct. Please tell Jeff Mallinson that you heard about him here. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 till 7.
We are cruising through the middle of the 5 o'clock rush hour in Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic is looking at your traffic situation this afternoon, and we see a lot of slowdowns on the interstate. We have I-85 slowing down in the downtown area at the interchange. We also have a slowdown on the northbound side between Ann Street and Perry Hill Road. Once you make it over to I-65, there is a lot of congestion around the Northern Boulevard. You'll break free before you get up to Highway 143, but be careful in that traffic jam. And it looks like Highway 231 headed into Wetumpka has a lot of traffic on it this afternoon. Look out right after you get off the Boulevard and around the Redland Road traffic light, and there's a big jam up around the casino. Midterm B classes at Trenum State Community College start October 11th. Registration will be September 23rd to October 10th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Everybody wants to know, when is this heat going to let up? And the answer is not anytime soon. There's still a risk of an isolated shower or storm, but they will be few and far between. And they'll fade out tonight, low 73. Tomorrow and Thursday, still hot with a high in the mid to upper 90s, but the rain chances generally under 20% both days. And not much change in this very hot pattern on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technology. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customer. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Be with you right after this, James.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
And we're going to give it to a 27-year-old guy in Canada, who was attacked by a black bear and tried to reason with it so it wouldn't eat him.
We're literally like an arm length away. I keep on turning around and it's following me, and I was just, this is where I'm going to die. Like, that was my first thought, was this is where I'm dying. I stared it in the eye for a second and I said, you don't got to do this. And we kind of just looked at each other and continued.
That's a good strategy, to turn around and try and reason with a wild bear. He got away with a few scratch marks and that's it.
No, apparently, with some black bears, if you like look big, if you have something that can make a loud noise, like,
I'll give you a good
try
example.
To intimidate them.
I posted this on Facebook.
Yes, I saw this earlier today.
And it's a little Jack Russell, and I guess those are like lions.
Mm-hmm. They look like they're lion cubs.
And there's three of them, and this little guy, he's eating. So he's obviously enjoying whatever he's eating. And every time the lions approach him, he turns around and pushes him back. And what I said, there it is, when I posted this, it's on my wall, it's a metaphor for life. You don't have to be bigger than the people who menace you, just crazier. And I always have what I call the Sipowitz face. So if anybody try, you know, I just got that look and nobody messed with me.
It used to intimidate.
They didn't hear my my knees knock them, huh?
It used to intimidate me, like when I first met you.
I don't believe you. I don't believe I ever intimidated
you. Yes, oh, yeah, you were quite intimidating.
Not look anymore. Who's on the phone. It's
James.
James.
Greg, you're going to have to quit intimidating Joey. I mean, it's getting a little out of hand. But anyway, to follow up on the weather story,
yes.
I don't know if you or Joey, either one, are familiar with a couple of guys. One of them's name is John Christie, and the other one is Roy Spencer. They are scientists from UAH, and they did a satellite temperature rating of, and if y'all get a chance, just pull up. They had several reports in the 90s, and it continued on along over into the 2003, then 13. But if you get a chance, pull up some of their information that they have on what is actually going on with global warming. If you get a chance, y'all check into that.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Again, this planet has been through many cycles of heat. Is the planet warmer? Maybe a degree. I don't, you know, maybe it is. So what? It's been a lot warmer than this in the past. The sun is what determines our climate worldwide. The sun. It is the big deal of the day in the sky. And if you think that you can move it, or move us further away from it, or whatever it is you think. Hey, even if they lower the planet's temperature 1 degree, they'd still think that the world, you know, and they've all got this figured out now that we have 11 years to live. They're full of crap. They're really full of it. Jennifer.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm good, Jennifer. How are you?
Pretty good. So I have a beef with the climate people.
Okay.
Because they are muddying the waters about what's really going to happen. Climate changes. We live on a dynamic Earth. The thing is, humans have taken up so much of the land. I mean, we're on all of the continents. Have you ever looked at one of the maps showing the lights at night?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
So what that means is that when we do have an event, we have no wild spaces for things to come back from. So either we need to repair our civilized areas in case something happens, or we're up the creek without a paddle.
Did you know the planet of the population of the planet's about 8 million?
8 mm-hmm. billion, yeah.
To give you an idea of size, you could stand the entire population of our planet in Los Angeles County, shoulder to shoulder.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
That's a fact. Here's the thing. Something that's going to require any type of migration is going to be something so catastrophic it can't be prevented. I'm talking about a giant meteor, some type of thing impacting the planet, or Yellowstone Park, which is basically sitting over an active volcano. If that blows, that's going to change the climate. That is going to change it for centuries.
Oh, no doubt. It's an active caldera.
Yeah, but right now, and I understand your point about the, you know, when you see photos from space, you do see a lot of light. But when you drive through most of the southern states, there's a lot of places that are still as they've always been.
Yeah.
Undeveloped, beautiful. We've protected millions and millions and millions of square miles. We will not be without options should that happen. I think. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, but what gets me is that the way they're presenting it, they're going to defeat their own purpose.
They are.
And
because
make
you can only
people less likely to want to conserve and to do better.
Well,
because how many times can you hear the sky is falling and it don't before you quit listening?
Well, that was the essence of the first Al Gore movie. And you know how many predictions he got right?
Oh!
Zero. And then he makes another movie and says, well, it's still going to happen, but we've recalibrated. And it's all about
He has so many lies on that thing. It's amazing he didn't put Pinocchio out of business. I mean, he had the coelacanth up there as something that was extinct. Hello, they're still alive.
Well, the failure of that movie and the predictions, does not prevent the media from continuing the narrative, because they'll just ignore that. They're not going to report it. I got to run, Jennifer, but thank you for a great call. And we hope you'll call us again. 551, the Joey Clark Radio Hour is not too far off. I mentioned Applied Security brings us our rocket scientist of the day, the Bear Negotiator. And this is the company that's protected us and our company here for many, many years, since day one. Applied Security can make sure your home, business, or property has whatever video or monitoring equipment you need, emergency lighting and those types of options, and they can take over your existing monitoring. So if you like doing business with local people without having to have, you know, sign your life away, these guys do a great job. Talk to Mark and Vicky. They've been around since 1987 with Applied Security. 279-8338, 279-8338, Alabama Electronic Security Board, permit number 276, that's Applied Security. And Gary G.
Good afternoon.
How are you today?
I respect her comment, but I was in Alaska. You know, Alaska is the largest state that we have.
Yes.
Their population is 750,000 registered people. Can you imagine that? We almost have that in the city of Montgomery.
Or even Texas. Texas has millions and millions of people, and I think four or five cities with over 1 million in population. But I have flown over Texas. Most of it is empty.
It is. And there's no cows out there getting gas, whatever. But a lot of moose and caribou. Do they count?
They are just hell-bent for leather on taking the steak off your plate and the car out of your driveway. And good luck with how you going to judge. They, you know what? It's a lot easier to spread misery than optimism.
It is. It really is. I just wanted to chime in, Dave. You say, I love your show, man. You're doing outstanding. I love both sides. Joey, you're in there too, buddy.
Oh, appreciate it, Gary. Have a good one.
Joey.
All right. We will find out what's happening on Joey's show after we take our final look at traffic.
As we roll on through the 5 o'clock rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around and things are returning to a normal flow. We don't have a lot of problems for you on the interstates. There's still some slowdowns around the interchange, so be careful there. The boulevard's still packed with traffic, but everybody's rolling along just fine. We do see a delay around the River Bridge when you head on into Wetumpka. Let's just be careful this afternoon and get our workday wrapped up safely. Festival Plaza, the center of shopping in East Montgomery, has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theater, is at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton at 270-9177. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, I got to look up the pizza place here on Facebook so I can get. I'm going to order something to bring home for the gang. And while I'm doing that, why don't you tell us what's happening on your show?
Oh, well, all sorts of things, but I'm not quite sure what I wouldn't begin with, Greg. Actually, I didn't tell you. Mm. Some real tragic, expected, but tragic family news today. My grandmother, my dad's mother, passed away today.
Oh.
Yeah. It was expected. I'm not sure, actually. Not sure. 80s. But, she's been dealing with what we thought was Parkinson's for a while. It was actually something much worse, where she was essentially trapped in her body, not really able to function, but her mind was apparently still all there. So it was kind of, but, you know, to keep it somewhat light here, you'll enjoy this. One of her favorite stories she would tell about me, she took care of me a lot when I was a kid, and I was a Barney kid. So she always used to say that this little kid, like 4 or 5 years old, knew how to work the VHS tape to play his Barney more than I knew how to work it. So
you do. All right, we'll celebrate tomorrow with a new Barney.
Yeah. I never saw her in a bad mood, not around me. I'm sure she had her moods and all that, but around me, I remember her as just a beam of light. She was just straight up happiness and had a great life.
Well, my condolences to you, the family, your dad. Doesn't matter what age, when they're gone and the finale of that hits, it's a process.
Yep.
And it takes time. Pizza Place, let's see, 593-9753. Heading over there in just a couple of minutes, and we'll get you into Joey's show. I'll be back in the morning. Rich Thomas returns tomorrow morning.
Yay!
I agree, Emily.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. Representative to the United Nations. And she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Mr. Sandman.
It's a great time to save at Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. We're loaded with truckloads of mattresses and headboards from Jameson, Serta, Fashion, Largo, and others just in time for our humongous Labor Day sale and the store closing sale in Millbrook. From now to September 15th, we are giving amazing discounts on mattresses, lift chairs, adjustable bases, bedroom furniture, and more. Mr. Sandman's Millbrook location is closing, and everything there must be liquidated. All floor samples in stock have to be sold fast. Twin mattresses from $99, thick full from $249, queen pillow top sets from $399, extra long twin mattresses from $229, great for college students or adjustable bases. With over 80 models to choose from, all discounted, we are a must visit if you need a new mattress. We're on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery, open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. And in Millbrook, we're on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 on the right, next to the Citgo station, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
You have reached your destination.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. President Trump searching for his fourth national security advisor after the departure of John Bolton.
Before hiring him, President Trump had been a big fan of Bolton's unvarnished opinions on foreign policy and national security. But over the 17 months of Bolton's tenure, the two frequently clashed on big issues like Afghanistan, Iran, North Korea, Venezuela, and Russian meddling in the U.S. elections.
Fox's John Roberts at the White House, the president.